Hey, Mystic Michaela, spiritual family. Welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela. Today, remote viewing. We are going to talk all about this. Is it a psychic phenomena or is it a disciplined skill? We'll let you decide. But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys. Well, this was my task.
It was.
This week.
I tasked you.
To learn all about remote viewing.
Yes.
I kind of got it. There's a lot of green to this. So and the question you asked a second ago, we're going to try to figure this out.
Yeah. I was fascinated with this subject because I saw the CIA had, I guess, released a bunch of documents that they themselves had been doing a program where they were using people to do remote viewing exercises.
Correct.
So I was like, Scott, that's all I can read without getting fuzzy about it. You look into it.
Okay. And that's exactly what I did. Okay. So let's start with the definition. All right. So remote viewing, and you could call it RV if you'd like.
RV.
RV. I'm talking about RV today.
Okay.
All right. So here's the definition. I'm just going to read it to you. Is a mental faculty that allows a viewer to describe or give details about a target that is inaccessible to normal senses due to distance, time, or shielding. Okay, so let's put that into easier language. Basically, that means let's say there's a location on Earth, you've never been to it, you have the ability to see that location and describe that location in great detail.
Mm-hmm.
There's a closed locker, there's something in the locker.
Right.
You have the ability, if you're using RV, mm-hmm. to see what's in that locker, to describe what's that locker with, you know, some sort of sense, because you don't have the ability to see into it with your
physical eye. Right.
That's the definition of
it. Yeah.
Okay. So the question then is RV psychic? Mm-hmm. Is this clairvoyance? What is this? Is this telepathy?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a debate on that.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to weigh in yet or you want me to keep going. But the way – and you talked a little bit about how the government use it. People see it in a different light.
Okay.
So obviously there is some sort of phenomena.
I think there's something to it. Yeah, I think – and I'm going to talk about it in my part coming up. I think that we're all doing it and we don't realize that we are, which I'll talk about.
Okay. But I guess when you actually look into remote viewing, we'll do a little bit of the history soon. You know, you're – as compared to, let's say, mediumship – or auras or whatever, or different psychic abilities. With this, they're looking for really like a solid, direct
mm-hmm.
proof.
Okay.
So just as an example, like, you know, if you want to know about the pyramids of Egypt and you've never been there, they want to know exactly what's in that tomb.
Yeah.
And you to have the ability to explain exactly what is in that tomb.
You know what's crazy though?
Without ever being there.
Yeah. And I feel like even if I did that with remote viewing, they'd still be like, okay, like what? I don't know. What's the hallway measurement, or what are the angles? And I wouldn't notice that in person, and I probably wouldn't notice that in remote view. So I think it depends on the person who is doing the remote viewing if
yes.
they notice some details and they don't notice others.
Right.
I have to say.
Okay.
I just have to put that in there.
Yeah, no.
I have a feeling the way that you're going with this, the type of people that are asking and the type of the results that they want, like you show up remote viewing with a measuring tape or something.
Yeah, and yeah, we are going to get to that. But yes, it's like taking, we'll say purple. So purple is more intuition. We'll just say that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they do or not, but we'll just say. And then it's like a green person watching over them, trying to get them to do it in the exact way to come to an end result.
Right.
But yeah, so we're going to get to that too.
We might not work with them so well.
And that is my second point. You actually did it for me.
Okay.
There is set protocol for this.
Okay.
Okay, which we'll get to.
Okay.
And then basically it's just scientific research has taken it on, not so much anymore,
we'll
talk about the time period when it was used
mm-hmm.
more, for like criminal investigations. You said the CIA earlier.
Yeah.
Government intelligence. Those are the things that they've been trying to use it for in the past.
Okay.
So what are the protocols that define RV?
Okay. So how do you think this is different from like RV versus like astral traveling? Like what?
Yeah. Okay. So, well, that's actually the first protocol.
Okay.
So there's actually the people that came up with this divided into sometimes four or five protocols.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's the first protocol: planned and aimed.
Oh.
Okay. So what does that mean? That means like, yes, let's take astral travel. If mm-hmm. let's say you last night went and visited one of our listeners, which right. probably did. Like, people always tell us how you have dreams when you visit them.
We have like wine and cheese parties.
Right.
And then the astral realm.
Yeah, exactly. And then you woke up and you explained how you had a wine and cheese party.
Yeah.
In, you know, Bali.
Yeah, with an MMSF member.
With a couple
of listeners. We had a great time.
Sure,
yeah.
You had a great time. And you actually even described certain things in Bali.
Yeah.
That would not be remote viewing. They would consider that. And again, this is the powers that be here that are trying to put this into a box.
I understand that. They're trying to make it quantifiable results. I understand.
Right. It has to be quantifiable results. Number two, it has to be recorded. So video, it has to be on videoed, has to be audio taped, whatever, written. There has to be some record of this.
Okay.
So the data, right? Number three, there has to be what they call double blind, double blinding. So that means there's two layers of blinding.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So one, let's say the person... Okay, so let's say your task, you're the psychic. Let's call you a psychic.
All right.
And you have to explain, you know, what, I don't know, Argentina, the city of, you know, a city in Argentina looks like.
Okay.
Not only do you have to be tested that way that you come up with it and not know where the target is, so you have to have never been there, but nobody in the room could be present that would have ever been there.
Okay.
That's called double blinding.
So you're not reading someone's mind.
Right. So you're taking out that. Out of focus. So it's like you alone in a room.
And for what I understand, when you say target,
yes.
They don't give you like you're going to Argentina. I think don't they just give you like a number or something like that?
We can get into that a little bit, longitude and latitude.
Oh, is that what they do?
Yeah, something like that. Yep.
Oh, see, is he right there?
Yeah.
I'd be like, my remote viewing self doesn't know where that is.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's just okay.
And then lastly,
remote viewing me is very much me.
Yeah.
But okay, but keep going.
And then there has to be feedback. So you have to take the info that has been given in this controlled environment and then show it to match the data.
Okay.
Where that place would be.
All right, so it's very scientific.
Very, very scientific.
You can't really – there's going to be a lot of facts with this.
Yes.
Very quantifiable results.
That's what they're looking for.
If it works out, then it's like, wow. How cool is that?
Right, exactly.
You know, you'd really trust it.
Okay.
Other people would really trust it.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Now, again, what I'm talking about here is the kind of the history of it. Now, like when you do that, like astral traveling, or, you know, even in a couple workshops ago, you were teaching people how to practice remote viewing.
Yes.
That's just your psychic intuition. And I think there's a line here, you know. So when does this all come about? 1972, we're in the heart of the Cold War, right? The Soviet Union, the United States, we're 8 years away from that famous hockey game in 1980, right, where the U.S. hockey team beats the Russians.
Okay.
And there's word on the street that Russia is using psychic discoveries to win the Cold War.
Okay.
You know, to get an edge on us.
That would be terrifying.
Yeah, terrifying. This sounds like something right out of, like, you know, Stranger Things.
It's Stranger Things, you know, yes.
When they have all those kids. And
11.
Yeah,
with the things on their head.
Right,
and
they're doing all – and that doctor, you know, was like – their papa.
What they call
papa. So that's the first thing that came to my mind with this.
You know? I just saw that too. Like it's like a Stranger Things episode.
Yeah, it's like a Stranger Things episode here. But yes, this didn't happen. So the Russians are getting the upper hand, you know, intelligence says that they're getting the upper hand with psychic abilities, whatever. Okay. So the CIA decides, all right, we got to get in on this act, right?
Yeah. You
know? So they set up what's called the SRI, Stanford okay. Research Institute.
Okay.
All right off the bat, that sounds freaky. Like, what is
yeah.
that? What is that? What's going on there?
It sounds like, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys doing?
That's right, what it exactly. sounds like. What are they doing? So what they really were doing is, and I'm sure this was a bunch of green dudes.
Oh, yeah.
They were trying to come up with a reliable psychic technique
yeah.
to control this remote viewing.
Okay.
Like to kind of put a psychic, and here's the first problem with that. You can't put a psychic in a bottle. I don't think you could do it.
I'm but, a psychic you know. In a bottle, baby.
Right. But that's in essence what they're trying to do. They're trying to mold the psychic, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But I think they're probably, are they doing with psychics or like regular people?
No, at first they're, well, you'd have to call them psychic because
okay.
you can't, they have to have some intuitive ability.
Mm-hmm.
This is not like, at this point in time yet, it's not like just like, hey, we took Scotty off the street. Let's strap him in this chair.
She'd be like, I don't see anything.
Yeah. And let's have him, you know, find Iceland, a location in Iceland. Okay, that's not happening.
Right.
Okay. So yes, they have to take people with some sort of, and we'll just put it in quotes,
yeah.
psychic ability.
Right.
Some sort of ability. So they did some testing on some people that had psychic ability. Hella Hamid was one of the early ones. And they showed – she was able to describe without ever seeing them,
mm-hmm.
these places, and going through that protocol that we talked about a few minutes ago,
mm-hmm.
5 out of 9 targets.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And again, they're using this for
yeah.
– to win the Cold War. So
right. That's pretty good.
5 out of 9 targets. Yeah. They said the odds of that being correct are about 500 million to one.
That's
for
nuts.
Someone to be able to do that.
Yeah. It's crazy they got that on
– yeah.
recorded.
Yeah. Then there was another guy, Ingo Swann,
mm-hmm.
and he was able to describe things, again, under those protocols, underground, like in
yeah.
that you would never, like totally underground, that
yeah.
you would have never seen before. And he was able to describe those to a T. And then he got, it was funny, he must have been real purple, this guy.
Yeah.
And he actually, they were doing all these experiments on him,
uh-huh.
and he got totally bored of it. And he didn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
Like the CIA, these green dudes were probably so up his,
like,
you know
all
what.
The questions.
Yeah, it's like, I'm bored of this.
Yeah, like so slow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he said, all right, what I want you to do is pick any line of longitude and latitude. That's, I think, what you were getting at earlier.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what's there.
Okay.
And apparently, he was pretty good at doing
really?
That. Yeah,
that's
apparently
nuts.
Was.
Good for him.
Yeah, he was like kind of like the father of this whole thing.
Okay.
So he's like the papa.
Okay,
so anyway, so the CAA, you know, they tested some of these. There was a couple other people they tested too, but I'm not mm-hmm. going to go through them all. And they tested it based on this protocol. And then they wanted to see, well, could we put this into practicality?
I mean,
obviously, I don't
can
know.
Can you go be maybe, a spy?
You could be a spy, right?
Right?
Can you tell us the secrets to the Russia, you know, what's going
yeah.
on in Russia, to their nuclear system,
like what's happening in this bunker we have on the satellite, what's happening underneath that, yeah.
Right. So in 1978, they came up with CRV, not the Honda, the controlled remote viewing.
Oh, okay.
And this was the program that went from 1978
wow.
to 1986.
Yeah.
Crazy. Developed by Ingo and a couple other people, but he was the leader.
He was Papa.
He was Papa. And they selected, I think, about 25 people to
okay.
train in remote viewing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they were trying to maybe make people that maybe weren't as
yeah.
psychic or didn't have those abilities,
maybe
whatever you want to call them.
More, yeah, like
more
soldiers or
soldiers,
something.
Soldiers, yeah. It was a lot in the military. And it didn't really work as well.
Yeah, because they should have gotten people that were a little bit more intuitive that way, or more leaned more that way.
Yeah, or maybe it's like I don't know. Like I said, I don't know how much you can control this.
Yeah,
like it seems very. It was very tight. Like once the CIA's got its hands on this and
yeah,
it's a program,
right?
And you got to go through all these
yeah
testing,
the
skill sets, and the restrictions. I think that
mm-hmm.
takes away the purple, right, or whatever color you are, the turquoise, the pink, whatever. It takes that away.
Yeah,
and it makes you kind of more. Like I said, in a bottle, and it's like
right.
harder to do.
But. Yeah, it's controlled. It's more controlled, so you can't. When there's walls up like that, it's hard to receive message
right.
from whatever you want to call it that's informing you.
Right.
So that to me would be a big barrier because I have like for me, for example, I can only work the way I work. Like, I work with pictures. But if somebody's like, here's a crystal ball, I'm like, no. Because that's like, to me, it's like a variable that creates a wall to me.
Yeah.
So if I was put with a lot of conditions, those would feel like walls. And the ways I naturally get whatever it is you want to call me, I call it spirit, that's speaking to me, it shuts that down for me. So, yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I think would have happened to most
people. That's probably, right? Yeah.
If you, you know, under the quote unquote psychic.
Yeah.
So they ended the program in 1995. Maybe, you know, Cold War ends 1990, you know, so maybe it just wasn't like something they.
It fizzled out.
Fizzled out.
Okay.
You know, so maybe.
That we know of.
That we know of. Right. So they, hey, they could still have some psychic strapped to chairs out there, 11 and 12. they're trying to get them to do things. So I don't know. But
wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's fascinating.
So yeah, that's kind of the history of it. But then, of course, there's like how you teach it and where it's more.
Which we're totally different.
Which is, yeah, well, because I was in the workshop and I couldn't do it myself, first of all. I had no, you know, I think you asked like, to put like a picture of a house and then see if you could see like yourself going up the stairs and all of that. I couldn't do it at all. But there were people in the workshop that could do it.
Yes.
And so there's something to it.
In the workshop, because we had a Facebook group with it, and we had a couple volunteers put their houses, the front of their houses up. And then the rest of the group were supposed to, you know, visit one of the houses in a remote vision session. And more than you'd think, got very specific details of the home.
Yes.
And it was kind of nuts. And then a fun thing that we did was everyone was on the Zoom, remember? And I said, okay, without getting up, what's in your fridge?
Right.
Like, go. And then it was just so funny. And the thing is, it's like, yes, you see your fridge all the time. So, that is definitely not something the CIA would have loved.
They would not have counted that.
Because, like, you were like, how do I know I'm not accessing memory?
Right.
But I just wanted to play with you a little bit. You know, what maybe just, it's just a fun thing to try to get those. You have to have fun with, the way I do it, you have to have fun with remote viewing. And it has to be something you're already curious about and something you're connected to. Right. And I think that makes it a lot easier to do it.
I tried that one too. And I mean, I could tell you.
But I was like, think about, do you have mustard? Where's the mustard placed next to?
Right.
Like, try to get the details, like, of the condiment drawer that's usually a mess, unless you're yellow, you know, like that. And like, what is it? What's underneath something, you know?
And that was easier for people to do.
That was a lot easier, you know?
But again,
I get that, but I'm not the CIA, and I'm not strapping you to a chair. This was for fun. But the house thing was cool because people that never visited a house were like going through them and getting great, amazing detail.
All right. So to summarize this, I think we could say this.
Okay.
If you're listening at home and you've astral traveled, that you've seen a place before that you've never seen before, we believe you that you're doing remote viewing, but you're just not going to make it up to the green CIA standards. I think that's the summary of this.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. So coming up, we're going to talk about how the Mystic Michaela operative way of doing remote viewing works. It is true that when I find the right outfit and I feel good in it, my confidence really benefits from that. With Stitch Fix, you get sent style that is so good, you can feel it. They deliver all the confidence that comes from a truly amazing outfit without any of the work. When I go shopping, I get really overwhelmed. There's so much. I don't always know what looks good on me. I'm not quite sure about new styles. Your stylist will help you take your wardrobe to the next level. My stylist, she knows what works for me. Sometimes, all of the time, even better than I do myself. And she'll help me discover new things about my style. It's like my stylish best friend is shopping for me. That's exactly what it's like. I just give her my size, style, and budget preferences. I order boxes when I want and how I want to. There's no subscription required. And she'll send 5 just for me pieces, plus outfit recommendations and pro styling tips. I keep what I love and I send back the rest. That's how easy it is. And Stitch Fix just makes it all look and feel so easy. I'll get outfits that make me feel really good and I don't have to shop. And if you don't love something, you send it back. Shipping, returns, exchanges are always free. Style that makes you feel as good as you look. Get started today at stitchfix.com/KYA. That's stitchfix.com/KYA. stitchfix.com/KYA. Remote viewing, because you're probably already doing it. So we like to make the paranormal normal around here. And remote viewing is something that I am pretty sure most of you are doing, but you just think it's something in your head or you're not even second guessing it. And the big thing is you're probably not following up on it to see if you're correct or not. And I bet after this episode, you'll actually go, I hope you'll go, and check up on the stuff that you get to see how correct you actually are. And the more you check up on it, the better you'll get on it, because you'll be able to understand what's your imagination versus what is a remote viewing experience. So like I said, you're probably already doing this. I bet you've already had remote viewing experiences and didn't realize it. You just thought it was normal, or how you just thought, or your imagination. For example, if you've ever been texting a friend and you just get a picture of them immediately in a certain room or wearing something, or you just see them, that's probably remote viewing. And if you checked up on it, you might get some feedback that would help you fine-tune that ability. Or if you've ever driven by a house, you know, maybe an open house or a house that you're interested in, or just a house that you're curious about, and you think, oh, if when you walk in, I bet it's all hardwood floors. And then you get a picture like, oh, I bet the stairs are over here and the bedroom's here and they have this kind of wallpaper. Whatever you're seeing, it would be really interesting if you could check up on it. Or have you ever lost something, like your keys or, I don't know, a shoe or your kids, whatever, and you start visualizing, you're going through the whole house, you're visualizing, okay, is it under the couch? But you're not actually going, you're just visualizing or retracing steps or something. You could be using remote viewing to actually look for objects. And also, have you ever just pictured something so clearly from the past? Maybe somebody's talking about their grandma and you just see a house, or you're picturing them as they're talking and you start to see a room, or you start to see a backyard, or you start to see something. You may be getting remote viewing experiences that are from the past. And you're going to have to check up on it in order to understand what you're getting. And then, you know, discern, is this my imagination or is this remote viewing? But all these honestly are examples of remote viewing when you can check up on it and you're like, oh my gosh, I was right. You do it all the time. And it can be hard to separate what your imagination is versus what your remote viewing abilities are. Or just, you know, your visualization techniques can be hard to discern. Like, is that a remote viewing situation, or is this just me visualizing something to make the story make sense? This works best when you're curious. Remote viewing is activated via your curiosity. And it gets better when you can check up on it later for accuracy. There can be a lot of different ways to remote view. So think about the perspective in which makes more sense to you. You can see a place from the past. So sometimes if you see something, you know, it can look fuzzy. Remote viewing, usually you feel like you're floating when you're going through it. And there's two ways you can do it, either like you're walking through or floating through in a first person type way, like you open the door, you're walking through the room, and you can, it does feel floaty though. Or some people remote view in an eagle eye position. So it's almost like you're flying over a space, kind of like a drone. And that is the viewing you get. A lot of people who claim to be able to remote view to find people or find locations of missing people or whatnot seem to talk about it in like a map-like way. Like they can remote view a whole map and then pinpoint where that is geographically. I don't work that way, but some of you may work that way. And that's something that you can work on. You also might be able to see behind what's closed, see behind what is in a closed drawer or a safe. Or you could, sometimes people have an ability to see underground, like where water is, or they just know, I feel like water is here. I feel like minerals are here. I feel like this is a good place for this type of, so natural resources. Some people can remote view underneath the ground. So there's different ways and different perspectives in which this works and you may hear about. If you think about remote viewing, for you, it may be easier to know that you do it in the way that you already think. So if you personally are a visualizer, things in your mind, you might be able to remote view things the same way. Or if you're somebody, when you're driving, you can kind of see the grid. I cannot do this. Like if you're somebody who drives and you're like, okay, that's north, that's south, and you can kind of eagle eye it and understand I'm parallel to this street right now. And if this runs through, it's going to eventually hit this. Like if you may be more aerial view type person. So how you normally think is definitely going to be probably linked to how you remote view. And it's important to know this about yourself, just so you can latch on to a way of doing it that's already authentic to you. Most of these psychic things, and I talk about this in my book, The Psychic Workshop, and because remote viewing is one of the things that I teach in there. Most of these psychic things are things that will feel natural to you because you're already doing it. You're just not perfecting it, or you haven't honed the ability. Like you were born with natural perceptive qualities within you. They just have to be unlocked the more you get to know yourself. And if you did the psychic workshop with me, we talked about that a lot. And it's something that remote viewing is no different. The more you kind of understand how you work, the more you can unlock your psychic abilities because they work right in line with how you already are doing. So for me, when I do remote viewing, it's usually in readings and it happens spontaneously. So mine are very linked to messages. It's kind of linked if it's necessary to tell someone something. So sometimes if I'm in mediumship, I'll get a remote view of a house that was important to somebody, maybe one that you visited a lot, a grandparent's house, something like that. Or I'll get it in future stuff. I'll get like, okay, I'm seeing a future vision of this house that you're going to get. And I get all these like details. I can also get it, mostly like, you know, when through pets, actually, like your dogs and cats will, if I latch onto their energy, they'll start remote viewing me all around the house through their eyes. It's very linked if they need to tell me something. For example, recently I was reading a woman and she sent a picture of her dog. And the dog, all of a sudden, because it's a, dogs are funny. All of a sudden the dog's like, okay. And the dog's showing me their front door from the inside and a window right next to it. And I'm seeing everything. I'm like, do you have this frame? Is it, you know, dogs don't really see color, but I'm like, do you see? Because I think I was getting an image of the dog plus remote viewing. So it was all mixed up, but I'm like, I got the wood of the frame. I understood where, you know, what kind of glass it was. Like it wasn't insulated glass. It was kind of wavy. And I got the dog showing me putting their nose up against the glass. I guess that's something that the dog does a lot. I was just getting all this detail. And it was important to the dog to show me this because it's a dog, you know. But it was also the woman's house. And I'll get all sorts of stuff like that from the pets. Like, oh, this is how the porch is. This is how the backyard is. There's a fence here. There's a tree here. Things like that. So pets can kind of show me this too. When I try to find lost animals, a lot of times they show me their location through their eyes. So it's like remote viewing, but through their eyes. So like my neighbor's sister who lives in California, she lost her cat. And my neighbor's like, oh my God, can you help them find their cat? And I just saw the surroundings of the cat. Felt like under a house, like old wood and gravel and brush and just kind of that under the house kind of stones, that kind of thing. And they found her. They found her in the neighbor's under the house, like in a kind of an under porch area. So they'll show me stuff like that. So sometimes you might latch on to an animal to remote view, and sometimes you'll just latch on to a memory or spirit message to remote view, and sometimes you might just latch on to your own curiosity to remote view. With me, it's very attached to message. I do better remote viewing homes, for example, that are a little older, but if it's also just because older homes have more like energy and it's easier to kind of talk to them, as crazy as it sounds, and it's easier to latch on the energy for me, that's easier to remote view. But if it's something important to your future, I can see it that way too. So my point is curiosity and meaning will definitely help you remote view. So you got to think about doing this with friends, doing this with things you're really curious about, doing this with things that just, for whatever reason, they light you up. That is the stuff that you're going to be better at remote viewing with. So the need to remote view something or someone you really care and connect to is the key. So how do you get better at this? Again, in the psychic workbook, I go through all the steps, but here I wanted to go through this just very quickly. You're going to want to get into a state where you feel calm, and you're going to want to have supplies ready, like a journal, pen. I like to look at an item or a picture that helps me connect to the remote viewing session. So, or the person that you're talking to. Is you're talking to them. So you could do this with a friend. You can be like, okay, you can get in a calm space, tell the friend to don't tell me where you are, and then connect to them and try to describe their environment. Or you might want to, if you can describe something that is otherwise curious to you, such as, let's say, new real estate on the market. There's always an open house. And as nosy as we are, because I am, who doesn't love looking at real estate that just got released? I know I can't be the only one. Like someone down the street puts their house up. Immediately you're like going on realtor.com and you put in the address and you're like, ooh, I like what they did with the kitchen. Oh, that's where they put that. Oh, that's interesting. Such a great way to remote view. So what you do first is next time the neighbor or someone close to you puts up a house and you actually care about, oh, I always want to know what that house looks like on the inside. Stop. And get in a good spot, sit with your journal, go through, kind of pretend you are walking through the door. Like, I'm going to walk through the door. What do you see? And you know, close your eyes if that's comfortable to you, or stare at a picture of the house. That's what I do. Stare at the picture of the house and then go through, look left, look right, take note of details. Nothing's too small. Like as you're going through, and don't be like, oh my God, I'm just making this up. Maybe you are, maybe you're not. Who cares? You're just going with it. What's under my feet? Is it rug or it's carpet? What's on the wall? What's to the left? What's to the right? Are there stairs? If I go up them, what do I immediately see? What does a railing look like? Anything. You're trying to, how do I feel here? How do I feel here? How do I feel here? And you're trying to get a feel for it and write as much of it as you can down. Colors, feelings, textures, what's left, what's right, rooms, things like that. Anything, look up, look down in your vision, look left, look right, look all over. Write it all down and then go check up on it and see what you got right and see what didn't quite connect. And then you go back and you're like, okay, when that didn't connect, what was going on during my visualization? When that did connect, what was going on during my visualization? That just helps you fine tune it. You will get better at it. And it's just like a fun thing to do with yourself, because any sort of activity like this does connect you closer with your psychic abilities. A lot of people I talk to who are parents are constantly remote viewing their children. What are they doing at school right now? You know, what's going on at school? Maybe have a remote view session of that. Go to their classroom in your remote viewing session. Sit with yourself, look at a picture of your kid, look at a picture of something, and then be like, okay, what does their classroom look like? What are some kids in their class look like? What does the teacher look like? What's the teacher wearing today? What's their best friend wearing today? You know, try to get some details. And when they come home from school, just be like, hey, you know, is your teacher wearing a yellow blouse? You know, just play around with it. Just play. See what you get. It's some of these things, it's kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall. You know, you're just doing it to see what sticks. But the whole thing is it's fun. And the more you do it, the more you play around with it, the easier it'll be to pay attention. And, you know, practicing with your consciousness in this way allows you to pick up a lot more abilities. It is Mother's Day coming up, and I'm going to share with you what I want for Mother's Day that your mom or you as a mother may very well want as well. And that is the luxurious skincare brand Oak Essentials. Taking care of my skin is so important because honestly, I like that no makeup, that natural look. Well, let's talk about the moisture-rich balm. First off, Oak Essentials looks amazing. That's one of the things I love about it. Just the packaging is beautiful. And the products are very unique. It's skincare and body care, but it's done in a way that just feels more luxurious than anything I felt. And the Moisture Rich Balm is this nutrient-rich balm. I mean, you have to feel it to understand it, okay? It goes on, it supports collagen production. It delivers hydration and glow in such a serious way. I put this on as soon as I wake up, and it provides a glow. I don't need makeup. I don't need to do anything else to my skin. I can if I want to. I can put on makeup, but you don't need to because you just are radiant after just using the Moisture Rich Balm. And you can buy the Moisture Rich Balm on its own, or even better, as a gift to yourself. You can buy it as part of the Oak Essentials best-selling bundles for a simple start-to-finish skincare routine. It includes the balm, the ritual oil, the cleansing balm, and the balancing mist, and the restorative mask. Treat yourself or someone else. My followers will get 15% off plus a free organic honey-based restorative mask with their first order when they use code KYA at checkout. That's 15% off a gift with your first order at oakessentials.com. That's OAKESSENTIALS.com. Promo code KYA. Go ahead and treat yourself. From luxurious skincare to meaningful self-care, you deserve it. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
All right. So hopefully we can all realize when we're remote viewing a little bit more clear now. But we have to talk about something, switching gears here, that's been going on in the house in regards to your family.
Yeah.
From the other side has been hanging around a bit.
Yeah. Talk about psychic phenomena, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been happening to me lately. And
so you know that feeling, I'm talking to the listeners, you know that feeling when, like, if you're married and your partner's family comes over? That's what it's been feeling like lately, but they're dead. Like, I just feel a lot of visitors lately.
Yeah.
And they're dead, and I just feel them all, and they group together. And
my people come in groups.
They do. They come in a crew. And they're all, like, I see them and stuff, and I see them around you, and I feel them.
Yeah.
And they were just concentrated here for a while, but you were feeling it too.
Yeah, I actually was feeling it. Now, so here are my people. So I got Grandpa Irving,
mm-hmm.
Papa Irving. I got Grandma June. That's one side,
yeah.
Mom's side. And Annette, okay, cousin Annette. And then I have Grandma Annie,
mm-hmm.
Papa Louie,
right.
On that other side. That's
right.
My dad's side. Okay, so those are the people that would be, I assume, would be coming. I mean, there's like a guy named Sammy the stockbroker that used to hang out with me, but we're not, you know, who I'm named after.
Yeah.
I think, right? Oh, maybe you are right about
what?
That. No, that's Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
And he was married to
Aunt you.
Betty.
Thank
okay,
you.
All right, so we'll get into that in a second.
Thank
okay,
you.
Yeah.
That okay, so something has been bugging me that Scott, okay, the problem with your husband is my husband doesn't know anything about his own family.
I don't.
So I
But I just put it together now.
Yes, thank you I really do appreciate you putting it together now. Because I was feeling, okay, Scott, is it somebody's death day? Which Scott comes from the Jewish faith and all of his family's Jewish. So death days, and there's another word for it, and I apologize, I forget it. But the day of death is a very significant day in their faith. And I'm like, did somebody die? Did somebody die around now? Is this an anniversary of somebody's death? I don't think so. I don't think so. I don't think so. And then I saw your cousin the very next day posted, oh, this is the anniversary of my mom's death. And I'm like, Scott! And that's the wife of Sam, who we were talking. So that is the family. It just has been feeling really strong.
Okay.
Plus, your entire family, it feels together at the same time. But anyways, let's back it up.
Okay, well, and
I just got really excited.
So now, actually, it took all this time to put it together. But,
no, because
okay,
it's a nagging so, and people at home, I just got really intense because what it is it's a nagging feeling that comes over me because it's them pulling at me to get you aware because it takes so much energy for them to come through. So they can want to kind of knock you over the head with it.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm just sitting there, like minding my own business, doing nothing.
Right.
You know, not bothering anybody.
Yeah.
And then you keep telling me all these are people around me. And I'm like, okay, that's fine. I'm okay with it. Like, by the way, I am totally okay with it.
Yeah.
They are great house guests. I would much rather have them than any other house guests. They do not bother me.
Yeah, they're clean.
They don't. They do wake me up sometimes. I'm going to tell you that in a second. You know, but for the most part, they're the perfect house guests. They could stay all year if they like.
Yeah.
They don't have to go. And then, like, you know, so things have been happening to me. I guess, you know, like alarms in the house have been going off. And the other night, one of the alarms went off, and you wake up on everything. Every single thing you wake up.
Yeah, I do.
It was right, like, over Abby's head.
Yeah.
Nobody heard this.
Right.
Except for me.
Right.
And I'm usually the one that sleeps through everything.
I never noticed. That was weird.
Yeah, it was real weird. And I took, so it was in the fire alarm, one of the fire alarms. And I took, so first I disconnected it, and it's still beeping, and no one's hearing it except for me, but it has a battery in it. So that's low battery. So I take out the battery. Like, oh, give like a sigh of relief. I put it down in another room, and I'm like, okay, I can go back to bed now. And then I hear the beeping again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I got the wrong one.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going around the whole house.
Yeah.
Looking for which one it is.
Which one's with the battery, right?
And then I finally go. Remember it's like 1:30 in the morning. I'm
yeah,
like
going, you don't do well.
I do
sleep.
Not do well. I'm like shuffling around. I'm like banging my head against the wall.
You know, like
and then I finally pick up the one. I took the battery out, took off the wall, and that's the one that was still beeping.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long. I mean, sometimes maybe they do beep after, but I don't. It was beeping for a while.
Like
after.
You took the battery out.
I took everything out.
And it kept
out.
Beeping.
Yeah. It kept beeping.
That's the crazy thing.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
But you know what else is weird? In the morning, we're like, Abby, did that wake you up? And she's like, I saw Dad come in my room. And he took it down, and then he went. And then she's like, but then did you come in my room, Mom? And I'm like, no. She's like, yeah, a lady came in my room right after and then left. That must have been you. And I'm like, it wasn't me. So that was weird. Because there's no other lady that lives here.
Yeah.
Because I slept right through that. But then Bree, what was another weird thing was we have your Grandpa Irving's chair.
Right.
It is this chair. It's a Lazy Boy from like 1980.
Yep.
No one will get rid of it.
Except everybody wants to.
Okay. Well, you and Abby are very attached to it. Me and Bree just kind of look at it like, okay.
I mean, I'm going to be honest here. Now, when company comes, I put it away. Okay. But it does have the
a real friend if it doesn't get put away, though.
Right. If you come to the house and I don't put it away and I'm sitting in it, then you know. But the scary part, I mean, I don't know, maybe the freaky part, I don't know if it's scary, but the outline of his body is in the chair.
Grandpa Irving wore his outline into it.
You could see the outline.
My mom pointed that out.
Yeah.
Years ago, she was like, oh my God, Megan, look. And I'm like, oh. It was like, and then if you look in the right light, it's a total outline of a man in the chair.
Yeah.
And then my mom's like, Scott, Scott, like pretending she was like a voice from the dead.
Yeah.
Because the chair is like, it's a mess. And it's brown,
it's unsightly. There's like wires coming out of it, there's strings coming out.
It's unsightly.
It doesn't like, open all the way anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, any other human would get rid of this.
But what this time concentration we're talking about is a 2-day time concentration.
Yeah, that's how it happened a couple
and
days.
And so it was all in 2 days, and it was around the death date and death anniversary of your aunt. And Bree, randomly, I don't even know what got into her, jumps on this chair and you hear a big pop.
Yep.
Like a break.
Yep.
Like she broke it.
Oh, yeah. But my chair has not been the same.
You think it's at the curb. It's not.
Nope. The seat now is like lopsided. But I'm still sitting in it.
But it was weird. And I was like, Bree, what compelled you to randomly like just like jump on the chair like a wild person? And she's like, I don't know. You know, yeah. So I just feel like there's just been a lot going on. But then the weirdest thing happened.
Okay.
Do you remember that? I mean, well, you look a little stressed.
Well, I'm not sure when you're going to talk about. There was one when we were talking about it and you asked me to like try to think about it. Yeah. And my ear started ringing.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
That's a big sign.
I hear a ringing in my ear. I'm like, yeah. What is that? And you told me that. That's I'm trying to frequency getting through to me.
Yes.
So there was that one. Then there was the TV one.
Yeah.
Is that the one you were going to talk about?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah.
So we're laying in bed.
Yep.
And we're like, I'm like, Scott, like, I just feel them around. And you're like, I know. I think they're great being here. And I'm like, it's a lot. You know, they're pushy. Like I feel the pushiness. And then I'm bothering you again. I'm like, was it somebody's death anniversary? What is it? I'm like trying to bug you. And like, do you remember your grandpa's birthday? No. Do you remember your grandma's birthday? No. Do you remember? Like, nothing. And I'm just like, it has to be something. And then in the middle of all this, we're in lying in bed, okay? It's dark. It's like 10:30 at night talking. And then the TV turns on and we're like, what? And then it turns off.
Yep.
Immediately, what do you think? Oh, did you roll over the remote controller or something?
No.
Scott gets up, goes over the TV. The remote control is safely and carefully and not touching anything next to the TV on the dresser.
Yeah.
It turned on and turned off. It's the only way. That's crazy as we're talking about it because you'd actually have to press it.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, that's happened to me before too, but yeah.
But that's they're crazy. Very, very pushy. And then I've been seeing them in my third eye. Like I've been seeing them around the house.
Yeah. I'm okay with, like, I keep saying you guys could stay. So maybe that's why they've stayed. I don't know if they're here right now or not, but,
they seem like
they kind of backed off a little.
Yes, they do. Cause it takes a lot of energy to be in this realm. It takes a lot of energy and it's not somewhere they want to hang out in. It's more like a visit.
Right. And that's of course, in my red part of me is like, all right, well, now that they're here, what can I get them to do?
I know.
And you told me it's more of just like, they're going to say hello. And they just want you to know you're here.
Right.
And I'm like, well, wait, can we use this? Maybe we can use some remote viewing here, like the CIA, and get them to go places I need them to go.
Can they get me the lotto numbers?
Yeah, get me the lotto. Yeah, right. Exactly.
But really, like with mediumship, that's what they do. They want to come, say hi, make sure you know that they're here.
Right.
Make sure you know they put the effort in to visit because it's a big deal for them. And the whole message is always like love.
Right.
You know, but they feel busy on the other side doing their things.
I can see that.
And like they all have like an outfit they wear. Like, I don't know if they're wearing things that you remember, like kind of the women in your family are wearing like mid-length skirts. Like between the knee and the ankle, like they stop kind of like right below the knee a little bit further. And they all have like bags. They're all holding bags. Mm. And I don't know. They just look like they're dressed nicely, but they're busy.
Hey, I got another theory. It just came to me.
Yeah.
The last couple of days, I just have to do all my annual checkups.
Oh.
You know, just nothing out of the ordinary. Right. But everyone knows that listens to podcasts that, you know, I have the white coat syndrome.
Yes.
And work on that. And I get all nervous and all freaked out. And maybe they just came to – and then I was fine. Everything was great.
Oh, I love the eye.
You know, like I went to the dentist, got my cleaning, all that. Everything was perfect. Went to – my blood pressure was the lowest it was. I think I talked about that last week at the doctor.
Yeah.
Maybe they kind of came during that time because I put it all in that short period of time. Maybe they just came
if that's what you think, then that's what happened.
Yeah, maybe they just came to like, say, hey, Scotty, we got you.
Trust that.
Don't worry about it so much.
I think that's your message.
Okay.
And you should trust that.
All right.
And then when you're done there, you can go join them on their adventure.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now you just freaked me out.
Why? Well, they're busy. They're like doing things over there. They feel like they definitely took time out of their schedule to visit you, but there's something to go back to.
Okay.
Which should make everyone – usually that makes people feel good.
Right.
Usually when I say something like that, people feel – I feel better about what happens.
Well, I don't like change, you know?
Oh. You have the type of family that's very much They're very close. So like on the other side, like these people are very much a crew. And I think that that's nice.
Okay. All right. Well, it was nice of them to stop by.
So there we go. We just had to share with you guys a personal little mediumship story of Scott's family visiting from the other side.
From the other side.
Well, this podcast is for you and about you. And we're so glad you spent some time with us today.